SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm joined by Bert Watts, Indigenous Program Lead at Racing Queensland's initiatives to raise Indigenous voices and participation in racing in Queensland. Bert Watts, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you for having me.
How does Racing Queensland's First Nations strategy align with the broader national efforts to increase Indigenous participation in horse racing, particularly in high-profile events like the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, as Racing Queensland is the principal racing authority for the three codes in racing, covering over the thoroughbred, harness and the greyhound, our job is to partner and work with our 120 clubs across Queensland.
And how is Racing Queensland working to address potential barriers that First Nations individuals might face when entering or progressing in the racing industry?
Our First Nations strategy is a strategic roadmap that the organisation follows to cover off and encompasses cultural safety and capability, excellence and equality, community engagement, and a sense of belonging.
Yeah. And can you share with us any success stories of First Nations individuals in Queensland racing industry that might inspire greater participation nationwide?
Yeah, we've recently launched a Racing for Reconciliation series on our social media platforms, which highlight and showcases our First Nations participants within our industry. And obviously, being Melbourne Cup, our first video was on Frank Reyes. And Frank Reyes was the first Indigenous and only Indigenous jockey to win the Melbourne Cup in 1973.
And in light of the Melbourne Cup, which is just around the corner, which is a very significant event, how does Racing Queensland plan to showcase and celebrate First Nations? You just mentioned the video that you released recently. What other contributions are you highlighting during this major event?
Yeah, we recently launched a First Nations hub on our Racing Queensland website, and one of the initiatives on the website was to develop a map with 120 clubs across the state and provide those locations and traditional language names for those locations across the state.
How many languages altogether?
There's 120 clubs, but yeah, out of those clubs, some may have different landings in each of those racing clubs as well.
Cultural awareness is competencies are really, really important. How is Racing Queensland taking steps to increase awareness within this industry, particularly among non-Indigenous participants and stakeholders?
Our Racing Queensland employees currently have to undertake an annual cultural awareness training as part of our reviews each year. And we're currently reviewing our next steps into our cultural awareness training, providing a more updated and online version of our cultural awareness training, and hopefully to partner with our racing clubs to deliver that training as well.
Yeah, besides those clubs, are there any other partnerships or collaborations between Racing Queensland and Indigenous communities, organisations aimed at promoting racing careers among First Nations youth?
Yeah, we've recently been engaging with a lot of non-for-profit and Indigenous organisations, as Kari Foundation, working with the Brisbane Lions to do some partnerships with them. But also we've had a school, independent school in Ipswich, come out to our site at Deegan, and we had a bit of a behind the barriers experience where we showed them a day in the life of a person in the industry as well.
Looking ahead to the 2024 Melbourne Cup, how do you envision Racing Queensland's First Nations strategy contributing to greater Indigenous representation and success in the industry?
I think it's a great opportunity for Racing Queensland to be a pioneer in this space, as we are the only PRA who has a reconciliation action plan, and going ahead, we can work with our First Nations strategy and improve our relationships and engagements and outcomes for First Nations people within the industry.
And before I let you go, any final thoughts? Something we may have missed that's really important to bring to our listeners' awareness?
I would just like to end with, we're really keen to work with community and work with different organizations and how we can shape the future for First Nations participants, and also work with organizations to have some great partnerships and some outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people within the industry and across the state.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today. It's been really a great pleasure getting some insights into initiatives taken by Racing Queensland to enhance First Nations participation.
No worries. Thanks for having me a part of the show.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.